Yeah.
So you said that the cancer was suppression of emotions.
Right.
What about like rheumatoid arthritis? The body, like the autoimmune disease, and the body attacks itself. Is that what it means?
That's inflammation.
Inflammation is when you let go of stuff too fast, isn't it?
Yeah, usually like a grievance can cause that, or bitterness can cause arthritis to amplify. Also, taking too many of the wrong kind of minerals, highly mineralized water, can aggravate arthritis. Though if you drink fairly purified water with minimal amount of minerals in that, many people claim that that has helped them quite a bit.
But it's helped them to stop drinking mineral water?
It's helped them to get rid of arthritis if they drink purified water with a minimal amount of minerals. Too many minerals that are... See, the minerals in water, if you look at them under electron microscope, the minerals in water are like big rocks. But when plants get a hold of the minerals and they turn them into colloidal minerals, the particles are much smaller, say this big compared to like this big. And the colloidal minerals are absorbed by the system. But the minerals in water are more chunky, and they're harder to absorb, and so the body has to mainly pass them through the system and out the kidneys. It overworks the kidneys and causes the body to collect deposits, oftentimes on the bones in different places. And so the water that you drink can have a big bearing on how your arthritis. And other things too, like I say, your attitude, grievances, bitterness can aggravate arthritis. So everything has a number of different causes. You have physical things that aggravate illness. And then you have resistance to soul energy, which can add additional aggravation. Like I say, one of the biggest things that you can find in handwriting is with the M's and the N's. Boy, I'm having the hardest time.
Those things work by gravity, and you're pointing it upward.
Maybe so.
If you pointed it downward.
Now here's a real healthy M for suppression, where the letters do not retrace. If you have the letters retrace, it usually indicates some type of suppression. Now if you have letters like this, you might practice just making your M's more like, just separated a little bit.
Give them wings.
And most people you can find that have retracing, and I can find where the suppression is right away. There's a handful that it's difficult to spot what it is. I don't know. Susie has a little bit of... Well, come make an M for us, let's see.
Well, now that she knows.
Right, Mama.
Alright.
Oh, wait a minute. Okay.
Definitely no suppression. This is kind of Susie I know right there.
No, okay. Actually, if I really were, let's just try it. So, should I write money, may I?
Yeah. Okay. This one doesn't show much suppression. This one shows a little bit.
I'm just trying to write neat, though.
She's got, you know, I've been trying to figure it out in her. She's got a little bit of suppression, and just enough so it's kind of hard to trace where it is. Sometimes suppression is hard to spot because nobody likes to face the suppression within themselves. The reason there's suppression is because they don't want that feeling there. They want to deny that it's even there, or skirt around it some way, you know. And so...
JJ, do most people have some type of suppression in their... I mean, since we're not perfect, I mean...
No, about a third of the people have suppression. Pretty close. It's quite a few. A third is still quite a few. But two-thirds don't suppress that much. Yeah. And when you suppress, what happens, for instance, you can tell suppression. Now, like Susie here, look at around M's. She likes to get along with people. Doesn't like arguments. doesn't like friction, and likes to smooth things. If there's a problem, she likes to smooth things over. Okay? So she likes to be, she tries to be just a really nice person. Okay? Which she's pretty successful
at. She succeeds.
Now, but she's got a little suppression here, and since I know her, I've been trying to figure out what it is. You know? And when I say, is it this, and is it this, she says, no, that's not me. So either we haven't spotted it yet, or...
denial.
Yeah, there's some denial there. There's something that she doesn't even recognize in herself, perhaps. But the clue is that she really likes to be a pleasant person, likes a pleasant atmosphere around her relationships, never goes out of her way to create an argument or friction type of thing. And the people that suppress are usually pretty nice people overall, and what happens when they have their feelings hurt? Often, I'm not saying this applies to you, but this is often the case, is their feelings are hurt, and they kind of feel within themselves, now, if I let this person know how I feel, he's going to be upset, and I don't want to upset him, so I'll just brush it off. You know, so they brush it off as if nothing happened. So, and if the guy asks him, he says, did I hurt your feelings? They'll usually just say, no, I'm fine, no problem. You know, but there is a problem, and it may be just a really slight thing. Now, Bill asked, well, don't we all suppress? Well, everybody might suppress for like short periods of time. Now, I'm a very unsuppressed person, but still, I find the temptation to suppress once in a while. Somebody will say something to me, and I think that myself, because I like to be a nice guy also, and I think, well, it's not worth it, I'll just brush it off. And then sometimes I'll brush it off, and I'll think, and within myself, I'll feel a grievance begin to form. And that grievance is completely illogical, and I think, this grievance is illogical. It's illogical for me to feel negative over such a silly thing. This is a silly little item that this person says it shouldn't offend anybody, and I don't know why it offends my emotional body, but it's offended it for some reason. And so there's several ways out. Number one, like I've said before, you may feel like doing something physical to the person, or you can actually tell the person how you feel. And that's the way. That's the most harmless way out. Say, well, when you said this to me, it made me feel this way. And this releases the negative energy, so it goes on the person's shoulders that caused it. And he's either going to say, well, it's no big deal, and shrug it off, and it disappears into the ethers. Or he might get offended himself. And this will happen about half the time, is the original offender now gets offended, and he'll say, hurt your feelings, oh, you shouldn't be stupid enough to get hurt over something silly like that. You know?
Why don't you grow thicker skin?
Yeah, right. What's your problem? And so he's now carrying the grievance. And so it's like karma. He gave the grievance to you. You don't want it. So you give it back to him. And he doesn't like shrug it off and let it go. He will, some people will keep it. And then he'll be stewing around for several days, you know. And that will often happen. But these grievances are terrible threats to peace, stability, or health. But like I say, there's several ways that suppression can happen, but this is the most common. It's usually caused by some type of feeling that you have where you're trying to take the higher path. But in taking the higher path, you're denying that there's something that needs to be released. And you can tell when this happens because you'll feel your emotional body being unsettled, like something needs to be settled. And like I say, it's often something so silly. And when it's silly, when you feel like, I'll look ridiculous for complaining about this, because most people wouldn't complain about this, you know. And like if you tell a woman, her thighs are too big for some reason, she gets upset about that silly little statement. So it's important to let the grievances go. Now, you take bigger grievances. Somebody comes up and really insults your mother or something like that. Then there's obvious insults. They should be dealt with according to what your body feels. Unless it's some great big guy that's going to beat you up, then you might have to let it just pass, you know.
Right. Hey, JJ.
Yeah.
Remember you writing on the keys list about how the emotional body doesn't have follow the same rules of logic that the mind does. It has like its own laws that it follows. Mm-hmm. So, you know, anybody, if they're offended about something and the offender tells them they're being so too sensitive about something, about it, it, the emotional body doesn't like to hear that because it just, you know, it follows different laws. And you were talking about how their emotional bodies meld into one intelligence and all it senses is, I was just, if you remember that, you could talk more about that.
Well, yeah, the emotional body does not use logic the way we do it. It reacts. So if, let's say, there's been times in my life I've said things that I thought was a compliment, and some, it affects another person's emotional body in the wrong way, and it just reacts. And I said, well, I was trying to give you a compliment, don't you understand? Now, mentally, he or she could kind of understand it, but their emotional body couldn't understand it, because their emotional body heard it the way it wanted to hear it, or the way it was accustomed to hearing it. So the emotional body then just reacts. It doesn't think about it, it just reacts. As far as joining with other emotional bodies, I don't remember.
I remember you saying, talking about how in relationships, close relationships, where you become so close that your emotions meld, and instead of two emotional bodies, there's one, and there's, this emotional body has an intelligence of its own, albeit limited.
Are you talking about romantic relationships?
Or just even close friendships, yes.
Well, in close relationships, your various spiritual bodies do kind of blend their energies and merge, and your emotional bodies can. Matter of fact, you can have like emotional sex as well as physical sex. In emotional sex, you have a blending of your emotional bodies through intense emotional experience that you have together. That is fairly rare, but it does happen once in a while with people. And good friends, they also have, will join their emotional bodies together, but in a non-romantic way, but in a, they'll kind of blend together so that if one hurts, the other will feel extreme empathy for the other, you know. I don't know that that's what you're getting at, but I find that when I get close to somebody and feel a sympathetic relationship with them, that I often pick up things about how they're feeling. I did that, had that happen on my mission about halfway through. I started picking up things on people. And it really helped me when I come back and started dating girls again after my mission. Before my mission, I had a really hard time getting a date. When I come back, I would know how, what they were going to say to me before I asked them out. So I would only ask the ones out that I could tune into and feel that they would say yes. So I hardly ever got turned down when I got back because I could sense what they were going to say. But before that, I got a lot of, well, I got to wash my hair that night.
So let me give you an example then. Let's say that he thinks he's being kind by not waking her up before he goes to work. He doesn't kiss her goodbye. He just leaves. She says to him, I don't like that. I would rather you wake me up to kiss me goodbye. Mm-hmm. Now, if she gets offended by his behavior, then she has a grievance,
mm-hmm.
and she tells him that she has a grievance, that she would prefer to be woken up. And he says, no, I want to let you sleep.
Mm-hmm.
I'm being nice to you by letting you sleep in. I don't want to.
Yeah.
So, or if he goes away and gets mad at it, you're saying that she lets go of the grievance by telling him so?
Yeah, if that bothers her in a situation like that, you'll have things like that develop in relationships.
Right.
and the one person uses the excuse of being nice to avoid kissing her. And if the person hasn't made it clear, look, I really want to be woken up and given a kiss. Okay, if he's too thick to understand that, then what you have to do is sit down in a chair, eye to eye, and say, look, I want to have a serious talk with you. I know it's kind of a silly thing. You may see it as a small thing, but to my feelings, it's a pretty big thing. And that is, when you leave in the morning, I would really like a kiss, even if you wrote me up. It really would mean a lot to me. And if you are unwilling to do this, it would really hurt my feelings.